chapter 24. Verse 2. Do you see all these things? I tell you the truth, not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down. Watch out that no one deceives you. Verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Verse 5. For many will come in my name, claiming, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Verse 6. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Verse 7. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. Verse 8. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Verse 9. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. Verse 10. At that time many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. Verse 11. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people. Verse 12. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Verse 13. But he who stands firm to the end will be saved. Verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Verse 15. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand. Verse 16. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Verse 17. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Verse 18. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. Verse 19. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Verse 20. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. Verse 21. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. Verse 22. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect those days will be shortened. Verse 23. At that time if anyone says to you, Look, here is the Christ. Or, there he is. Do not believe it. Verse 24. For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible. Verse 25. See, I have told you ahead of time. Verse 26. So if anyone tells you, There he is, out on the desert, do not go out. Or, here he is, in the inner rooms, do not believe it. Verse 27. For as lightning that comes from the east is visible even in the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. Verse 28. Wherever there is a carcass, there the vultures will gather. Verse 29. Immediately after the distress of those days the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. Verse 30. At that time the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky, and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky, with power and great glory. Verse 31. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. Verse 32. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree, as soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. Verse 33. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Verse 34. I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Verse 35. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Verse 36. No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Verse 37. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Verse 38. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. Verse 39. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Verse 40. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Verse 41. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Verse 42. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Verse 43. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. Verse 44. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Verse 45. Who then is the faithful and wise servant, whom the master has put in charge of the servants in his household to give them their food at the proper time? Verse 46. It will be good for that servant whose master finds him doing so when he returns. Verse 47. I tell you the truth, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. Verse 48. But suppose that servant is wicked and says to himself, my master is staying away a long time. Verse 49. And he then begins to beat his fellow servants and to eat and drink with drunkards. Verse 50. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect him and at an hour he is not aware of. Verse 51. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the hypocrites, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.